We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number four. We're going to wrap up. We're going to have a roundtable on the 2019 recruiting class. Ross, Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, and joining us for the holidays, speaking of Labatt Studio, it's Kevin from Labatt. Kevin, thanks for joining us. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks. I'm excited to be back in the studio. It's been a while. It was a fun season. I got recognized a bunch of times.
There you go.
After the pick game, I was sitting in a bar having some daddy sodas.
Yes.
Yes.
And I happened to meet some of the parents of our esteemed players. And it turns out our quarterback's father is a listener of the show. So shout out to Rick McSorley.
Good man.
Shout out,
good human being.
But Rick turns to me and goes, "Wait a minute, you're Kevin from the Bat?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I am.
Yes.
You're Rick McSorley. You're a bigger deal than me." So we've become friends, and he's a big Labatt drinker now, and we've converted a few of the parents. So it's great. Larry Buchholz, who's Ryan Buchholz's dad, he's a big fan of
You got to get a you got to sign, as soon as the bowl game's over, you got to sign Trace McSorley to a big Labatt Blue deal.
Well, I was thinking even with our Magic Hat brand, Magic Hat number 9, Trace McSorley number 9.
Oh!
Dude, that could work. Between that and the bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, you're in the wrong business. You should be in the marketing business.
I'll give you 10 seconds and then we can talk football. But wait, do you see next month you're going to start to see some of our new packaging for Labatt. We did a full packaging refresh. Our Labatt Blue Light is Penn State colors. It is a blue and white combo. Like, I'm not saying they did it because of our sponsorship here and bleed blue and white, drink blue light, but obviously it clearly is. The central PA market is so critical that that's pretty cool.
All right, and so as a Penn State fan, what did you think of the first round of National Signing Day, 18 players? Just real quick, leading us into our topic.
I was happy. I mean,
top 10 class right now, top 5 last year.
Was I upset finding out that, you know, Harrison was going to stay home? Yeah, I had sold myself in on that. I was all in. I wanted that win to, you know, and then, you know, it was like, oh, great, Jordan Battle flip, but now that's going to lead to Dax Hill going back to Michigan. So each of those guys got their, you know, it sucks when Michigan and Ohio State get their little 5 stars and we didn't. But no, it was a great day. We had 94.1% blue chip ratio. When's the last time that's happened?
Number 4 in the country, Ross, in terms of star rating.
Jim Galante's
most
important stat in the galaxy.
Dropped it in.
And I heard Barton Simmons today said that, you know, for the last 6 weeks or so, or, you know, until the February signing period, he thinks Penn State has the most upside of any team in the Big Ten and what's left. And, you know,
who said that?
Barton Simmons.
Really?
Yeah.
I know Barton. He and I are friends.
Name dropper.
So, no, that's really interesting.
Athletic, yeah.
But that's it. I wonder why he feels that way.
I think it's just, you know, possibility flipping, Nestor, and, you know, with Harrison Hunt and Nellie's, just what's out there and what we seem to have a lead on. So
interesting.
Yeah. James is going to be busy in this 6 weeks. I think he's going to close really strong. I think they finish top 6 or 7. I really do. I think with what's left and
the
way it's shaken out.
I think the whole waiting until the second one's weird.
It's weird now. We're learning more about it. I think in the second year that if there's a little bit of coaching change or there's kids committed to school and you're not quite sure that, and you're a higher-end player, there is value to you waiting. We're finding that there is value.
71% of kids committed yesterday.
Right.
So why wouldn't you want to be a big fish in that 29% pond?
Look at those numbers.
Because it could get pulled.
Yeah, but Penn State has room. Everyone knows Penn State has 4 to 6 in terms of room.
Andy, from the kids' perspective.
Oh, from the kids' perspective.
It could get pulled.
Yeah, it could get pulled.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Penn State's got a little more wiggle room, as James said.
If you're a real stud, you're not worried about it.
Correct. If you're
it's
a real
the other
stud.
Other kids I see around here or other places, I don't know what they're doing because they think they're going to get something I don't think they're going to get.
So, well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for your sponsorship. We love doing the show. We appreciate it. Bob, you were down in Virginia with linebacker Brandon Smith the last couple days. What'd you learn? What do you want to share with us? Let's talk about their stud linebacker that everybody is excited about.
Yeah, so Louisa County, it's the high school and it's the county. It's actually a pretty big school, 45 minutes east of Charlottesville. Brandon Smith is a kid that, talking to people at the school, talking to the AD, talking to his coach. Obviously, I talked to his parents. He has been a football guy for like the last 3 or 4 years. He doesn't really. He's a very good student as well. He's gonna major in criminology. He's gonna enroll in January. He's gonna be in the Under Armour game. He leaves on the 29th for down there. But just looking at him. He is a very talented player, but he's not a finished physical product yet. I looked at Micah Parsons when he signed last year, and Micah looked more like he was closer than being ready to playing college football. And he didn't even do a lot in the weight room at Harrisburg. He was just physically impressive.
Right.
Brandon is really long and lean. He has been working with a strength coach, a speed coach. He can run. He told me his best time was 4.38, which I almost fell over when I heard that.
What, 230
but,
pounds?
But he wants to play inside. He said the thing that gives him the most joy is the look on other players on offense on the other team's faces when he goes sideline to sideline and comes out of nowhere to tackle him for no gain or a 1 yard loss. They're like, where did I come from? He just really enjoys not only hitting, but he also likes he's so good in pursuit that's something that he really feels fits him for playing in the middle. I mean, if Penn State's going to keep him there, he's going to have to wage a battle with obviously Jan Johnson and even Ellis Brooks. But this is a kid that physically, I really am curious to see what he's going to look like in 2 years, because he's not done growing. Size 15 feet, and looks like he can carry 20 more pounds very easily.
What was his second choice? Do you know?
Yeah, the only other visit he took was Texas A&M. But he was Penn State. His parents were Penn State. He was Penn State almost from the first time he visited. The other school that was kind of a little bit of finalist was Ohio State. But he said the parents and Brandon both really, really got on board with Franklin and Brent Pry and their approach. They felt like they told him not what he needed to hear, not what he wanted to hear. They were very honest with him. They didn't promise him anything, and they just laid it out for him. He's just also remember, Louisa County is kind of very rural, and he really liked State College because he felt like it was similar. It was something that he enjoyed, and also the fact that it's fairly close to Virginia. But this kid looks like he could be, and he wants to compete right away. He's got a relationship with Micah. He's got a relationship with LeVar, and he's a very competitive kid. So I think it's going to be a very interesting offseason for him.
I think it should be noted, Penn State just has two linebackers, right? Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith?
Correct.
It should be noted, I think they're both better than Andre White from Harrisburg High School in Texas A&M.
I agree.
Now, they're different. I think Andre White's an inside linebacker.
He is pure
and
inside.
He's not Brandon Smith.
He is not Brandon Smith.
And Lance Dixon's more of a pure outside linebacker. So it just should be noted that I remember thinking and saying it was really bad that Penn State didn't get a home state kid like, you know,
Andre White Jr.
Like Andre White from Harrisburg to go to Texas A&M. But now that I look at it, I'm okay with it. Yeah. I think they still would have taken him, but I think that the guys they got are better.
So let's talk about, real quick, we'll talk a little bit more about this class. But first, let me say that we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember to bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. There's a little wiggle room left in this class. James Franklin talked about it before the next national signing day in February. The number seems to be 4 or 6. Andy Frank talked about somewhere. It depends on, you know, with the guys that left and the NFL. But that seems to be a number. James was very upfront, I thought, in his post-signing day press conference about what their priorities are going to be. In order, I want to get your thoughts on this. He said our priorities, and he listed them. He just said, in this order, offensive line, particularly offensive tackle, defensive line, and wide receiver. Those are 1, 2, and 3 that he said will be their focus as they go into before the next.
O-line, D-line, wide receiver.
O-line, D-line, wide receiver, particularly offensive tackle. He did give that. He did drop that in. He said particularly offensive tackle.
But they don't really have a beat on very many. I mean,
yeah.
It's a weird situation because it doesn't feel like they have a beat on that many kids. I know
Maybe they do.
Don't, Russ. But it feels like there's a couple D linemen that they're going to get. I don't know who the receivers are.
They have two receivers in this class. They're holding on to the one kid from Florida. They held on to him. He didn't flip and go to Miami.
No, but he's James is talking about between now and February.
Those guys
are already in the fold.
Right. He's talking about the priorities of between now and February.
Wide receiver makes it. They only have one, right? Dunmore?
Yes.
They only have one, Dunmore. So getting another receiver makes sense. I wonder, you know, who these guys are. Maybe they'll sort itself out. Maybe they'll be able to find it, but seems like they struck out on the tackles that they wanted to get.
Yeah, that was my fault. It's one wide receiver. They lumped the tight end in there as a receiver as well.
Brenton Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I want to get your guys' opinion before we run out of time. Two quarterbacks. James Franklin's been gunning for two in a recruiting class since he came to Penn State. He landed two good ones in Eugene Robinson Jr. from Oregon and New Jersey's four-star Taquan Roberson. They're almost identical grade-wise if you look at them and the way they grade out. They're the number 8 and 9 quarterbacks nationally. Do you guys favor either one or the other in your opinion?
I have a question first. Did you just call Michael Johnson?
Yes, he
Jr.
did. I was going to say something.
Eugene Robinson.
You did.
Jr.?
Michael Johnson Jr.
Because that is probably your all-time worst screw up. Michael
and
Johnson.
Thank you for
Jr.,
calling him on that.
You changed that to Eugene Robinson.
I don't know why
you did say Eugene Robinson.
I was like, is his name Eugene? And I'm like, wait a minute. His last name.
Michael
talking about the
Johnson
safety from the Falcon
Jr. I was doing this early in the morning.
I'm glad you brought that. I was like, I thought that's what I thought.
I was
I
like, 6 foot two, 192
anyway,
pounds.
Anyway, Ross, who do you like better?
Love how he tries to like just
Sheldon High School, Eugene, Oregon. No, look at me, I'm red faced.
Which quarterback do you prefer?
I prefer.
He's from Eugene, Oregon.
Yes, that's where it happened. There's where it is. That's what screwed you up. Now,
not even that nice shirt can save you today.
I'm just glad there's some logic to it now. I get worried about you.
How can
Eugene Robinson Jr. So
it's like trying to type all the stuff in my head at once.
So Michael Robinson. Oh. Michael Johnson Jr. I think I like him a little bit more. I think he was a little bit more athletic and a little bit bigger. But they throw it probably similarly. Roberson might have been a little bit better thrower if memory serves. I didn't look at them again this week, but they're both good players.
I do remember when you broke down Roberson that you said his downfield throwing was one of his greatest assets.
Yes.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Happy holidays to you and your family from
and
us.
And Eugene Robinson, happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Bob Flounders. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Join us again next week.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.